Today, as we celebrate this great solemnity of Our Blessed Lady's Assumption, we need to be clear, first of all, of what it is that we're celebrating. This is the day on which Our Blessed Lady was taken body and soul into heaven. Her soul obviously went directly to heaven. There was never any sin on her soul, and so she didn't need any kind of purification. Her soul went straight to heaven. The oldest tradition regarding her assumption is that she died in January. She was buried in a cave outside of Ephesus, and on the 15th of August, she was raised from the dead, the resurrection, and her body was taken, united to her glorified soul, to share in the glory of heaven. And as we heard in the psalm, that the Queen stands at your right hand, arrayed in gold. It is only appropriate that Our Blessed Lady would be in heaven because of exactly what we heard in the Gospel reading today. When Elizabeth looked at Our Lady and said, "Blessed is she who believed what was spoken to her by the Lord." Blessed is she who believed what was spoken to her by the Lord. What was spoken to Our Blessed Lady are things that were not easy to believe. She knew what the scriptures were, of course, in the Old Testament. She knew that at some point in history, the Messiah was going to come into this world and we'd be born. But to think that this would happen through her, imagine the faith that that took. To be able to say yes to a mystery that could never ever be understood in this life as well as in the next. And yet she had the faith to say yes. She believed that what was spoken to her through the angel was going to happen, even to the point where the angel had to say to her that all things are possible for God. That's how preposterous it sounded, that the angel actually had to tell her that all things are possible for God. And she said, "Be it done unto me according to thy word." Now, St. Elizabeth, recognizing the great faith of Our Blessed Lady and the even greater charity of Our Blessed Lady, is able to proclaim that she is blessed because she believed in the word of God. But now we fast forward it, some 33 years. Our Lord rose from the dead. Remember, there is only one person on the face of the earth who believed that Jesus was going to rise from the dead. The apostles didn't believe it. They hid themselves in the upper room because they were afraid. Remember, some of the disciples were going to Emmaus. Even after they heard that he had risen from the dead, they didn't believe it. They were headed to Emmaus. The holy women didn't believe it. They came to anoint his dead body. They didn't expect he was going to rise from the dead. One person only believed the word that God had spoken, and that is Our Blessed Lady. Our Lord had told his apostles three times what was going to happen. They didn't believe. But she did. And she remained faithful in that belief. And if that faith of Our Blessed Lady was so profound that God could become incarnate in her womb, which is infinitely beyond her being able to rise from the dead and go to heaven, why would we not think she could rise from the dead when that same faith is what kept the faith of the church alive in one person during those days that our Lord was in the tomb? The same faith that was able to bring the incarnation, is also then able to destroy death. And that's exactly what St. Paul was talking about in the second reading. The last enemy we are told to be destroyed is death. But it's interesting how St. Paul speaks of this, because he talks about the fact that all things, all the enemies of the Lord have to be put under his feet. But we go back to the book of Genesis, and we are told that it is a woman who is going to crush the head of the serpent. The one who brought death into this world because of his envy is going to be destroyed by the woman who brought life into the world. He is going to be destroyed by the one who now holds the highest spot in heaven, the spot, by the way, which he lost because of his arrogance. She's higher than him anyway, but he was the highest God, highest creature that God created. And he's out, and she is in. Hadn't thought of this till I was just sitting over here listening to the reading, and couldn't help but to think, when we hear about this dragon in the gospel reading, you know, if Our Lady's going to stomp on the head of the vile creature, and then we hear what this evil thing looks like, and it has 7 heads and 10 horns. So I smiled when I thought about St. John the Baptist leaping in his mother's womb. The Greek word that's used there is from skirtazein, which is the same word that's used to describe what King David did before the ark. So remember, the reading is about the Ark of the Covenant being seen. The Ark of the Covenant, remember, was the holiest object that the Hebrew people had. In that ark, which was a box of acacia wood that was coated with pure gold, there was the Ten Commandments. There was the little jar of manna, and there was the rod of Aaron, showing the priesthood. Our Lady is the new Ark of the Covenant. She carried the new covenant in herself. She carried the one who is the priest. She carried the one who is the Eucharist, the bread of life, the new manna. And so we hear of St. John the Baptist dancing before the Ark the same way that David did. But what made me smile was to think of Our Lady stomping on the head of Satan. He's got 7 heads. She's going to be dancing on his heads, one to the next, to the next, to the next. Because just as we heard in the book of Revelation, there was great joy that the accuser of our brothers is cast out. That's what the word Satan means, the accuser. He's gone now. But he will be destroyed forever. Only at the moment that death is destroyed. But what we are celebrating today is the realization that death is destroyed, not only in the person of God, who took a human nature to himself, but in a human person. In our Blessed Lady, death has been destroyed. She has overcome death. And so she can stomp the head of this evil creature. She has defeated him. She has defeated him in the fact that there was never sin, and he's the one who induced sin through our first parents. There was no evil desire in our Blessed Lady, no concupiscence. That was part of what happened with sin. She has overcome that. Now she has overcome death, which was also one of the effects of sin. And so sin and its effects have no power over Our Lady. So in her assumption, she has destroyed death. if death is the last thing to be destroyed, who's going to destroy it? Our Blessed Lady. But so are you and me. Because it is on the last day of the world that our bodies are going to rise from the dead. And every single person is going to rise from the dead, no matter where they've gone, no matter where they're going to go. Remember, there are only two options of where you're going to spend eternity. But your body is going to rise from the dead, and it is going to be reunited with your soul, and you will live body and soul for the rest of eternity in whichever one of those two places you have chosen to live forever. So death is going to be overcome in you. Sin is going to be overcome in you if you go the right direction. So sin can be forgiven. We can overcome the struggles. Most of us probably all have to do some purgatory time, but the fact is that we can overcome the concupiscence, the desires that lead us to sin. We can overcome all of these things, but the last enemy to be destroyed is death. So now let's go back and look again and ask the question about those who have faith, who believe in what God spoke. Do you really believe that you are going to rise from the dead? That sounds like it should be pretty easy to believe. After all, it's right there. We hear about it all the time. It was right there for the apostles too. It was right there for the holy women. And they didn't believe. So do you? It's easy to believe, maybe even objectively, that yeah, everybody's body's going to rise from the dead on the last day. I'm asking about yours. Not everybody's, yours. Do you believe that your body, Brother Donkey, right here, is going to rise from the dead and be reunited with your soul? Do you believe that you're going to live forever? Your soul is immortal, it cannot die. But we live in a society where that has been rejected. And so people don't think that they're going to live beyond this world. Eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow we die. This is it. This is not it. There is something so much more glorious that God has for us. But in order to get there, we must be faithful. We must believe in the word that God has spoken to us. And we must be faithful to that word as Our Lady was. That's what brought her life. That's what brought her to heaven, where now, like the Ark of the Covenant, well, the Ark of the New Covenant, we know where the old one, well, we don't know where it is. We know it's in a cave on Mount Nebo, but nobody's going to know where the cave is until all the people of Israel are gathered together again, it says. So we know that it's in a cave on Mount Nebo. So we're not talking about the gold-covered box. We're talking about the queen that is arrayed in gold, that is there in heaven. The Ark of the Covenant. That's what St. John saw and described it. A woman clothed with the sun, with the moon under her feet, and on her head a crown of 12 stars. She is there in the glory of God, already participating not only in the resurrection from the dead, but in the glorification of heaven. That's what we celebrate today. And that is the very sign of what's going to happen to you and me. She already embodies it. We could look at it and say, well, yeah, Jesus rose from the dead, but he's God. We expect that. Our Lady is not God. She's a human woman. And so she's human just like all of us. So if she can be raised from the dead, so can we. She was assumed into heaven. Jesus rose to heaven. He ascended into heaven. Ascended means he went to heaven by his own power. Assumed means Mary was taken up into heaven. She didn't go by her own power, just like you and I can't go by our own power. We don't have the power to get there. But God does, so we will be assumed into heaven. just like Our Lady. So we see throughout her life, she believed what was spoken to her by the Lord. Now it's our turn. Each one of us can ask that same question: do I believe what has been spoken to me by the Lord? That's what we have to really look at as we look forward to recognize that God is calling us to eternity, to a glory of heaven, to be able to participate with our Blessed Lady in the glory of God, in the resurrection from the dead and the glorification. So the saints in heaven now, they have their body, they have their souls in heaven, not their bodies. Their bodies are still in the grave, but their bodies, just like ours, will rise one day, be reunited with their souls. We're going to participate with our Blessed Lady in crushing the head of Satan. We're going to participate in destroying death, the final enemy, and placing that under the feet of our blessed Lord, where we will glorify God forever, because the accuser of our brothers is cast out.